This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And yet again, we get to introduce you to one of our local food entrepreneurs, one of our local food suppliers. And I have joining me by phone with Steve Maudlin of Old Mule. So welcome, Steve. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you today?
Good. So we're going to be talking with Steve about Old Mule and what products these are, but and which Ingles stores have them, and recipe ideas, and how much they cost, and all that good stuff. But of course, everybody always wants to know a little bit of the backstory of who you are and where you're located. Are you a native North Carolinian? So where? Well, first of all, in a couple sentences, what is Old Mule?
Old Mule is a sauce that my family makes, my wife and kids and I, down in Polk County. It's kind of a barbecue sauce, cooking sauce. We kind of use it for a lot of different things, sandwich spreads and whatnot. So they may just call it something, so we do say a barbecue sauce, but we use it for a lot more than that.
And are you originally now where are you based?
We have a farm. We also raise sheep.
Okay.
We're just south of Lake Lure down in Polk County, in the north end of Polk County.
And are you originally from Polk County?
No, I'm originally from down the eastern part of the state.
Oh, okay.
Most of my family on my mom and dad's side, they kind of crawled out of the swamps down east. And I was fortunate enough to end up here about 25 years ago.
And have you been raising sheep that whole time?
No, we started with the sheep in 2003. We used to have some cattle before that, but we've got a flock of about 90 ewes right now. We're just getting ready for lambing season the end of this month.
So are these are you doing them for fiber or for meat?
No,
I mean, what do you do with
this
them?
The breed we have is Katahdin. It's primarily a meat breed, so we sell a lot of breeding stock to other people starting flocks, and then we also do market lambs.
And how many acres do you have down there in Polk County?
We've got just over 100 acres.
Wow, that's nice.
Piece by piece.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area down there, right?
All of Western North Carolina is.
Yes, I would definitely agree with you. So we want to make sure as we go through this interview that we remind people how to find you. Your website is oldmule.com.
Correct.
Are you on any social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Just barely. We are on Facebook.
Okay.
I don't claim to be a guru at it. I'm not terribly good at checking it, but we do have a Facebook page under Old Mule.
Okay.
We also have a store locator on our website, kind of a little button in the top
yep.
right that I try to keep current.
That's great.
But if you click on it and enter where you are, it should help you guide you to a store near you if there is one.
Yeah, and I did that to check to see that Ingles was listed, and we definitely are listed. So
yes, we're trying to keep up.
There you go. If folks are listening and they want to find which Ingles store near them carries the Old Mule sauces, just go to the store locator, as Steve was saying, that's in the upper right-hand corner of the website, which is oldmule.com. Click that on, and then you can put in you can search by your city, state, address, or zip code, and it will tell you as short a distance as 5 miles from that area, what your local store is that has the Old Mule sauces. So that's a great way to, you know, keep people up to date of where your products are. Well, so Steve, you know, here you were, raising beef cattle and then now sheep. At what point did you and your family say, you know what, let's start making some sauces? Where did that come from?
Well, that was obviously in a weak moment. this all started back in the early 80s when I was in school. And I would go down to the dorm kitchen and I'd make fudge or different sauces to give out for Christmas presents because, you know, you couldn't afford real gifts. And kind of stumbled into recipe and been tinkering with it. And I guess about 1990, right after my wife Cheryl and I got married, We just kind of on a lark decided to start a business, and we both had full-time jobs and took a job transfer up here to the mountains in 91, and three kids and two careers, and it took us another 5 or 6 years to get the business actually up and running. And I'd say about 99, it started to become a real thing. We were kind of a little concerned at what we had done.
Okay.
And we've been hanging on since. So a couple of years ago, I was able to finally move past the day job, and we've been focused on this a lot.
That's great.
Pretty full-time since.
What was your day job before you became the sauce maker?
Well, I was a special agent with the State Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, boy.
Doing major casework in western North Carolina, mostly homicides, and also with the bomb squad.
Boy, so this is a big departure to go from special agent to farmer and sauce maker, right?
It's a wonderful departure. We were doing all this during all of that, but obviously that was the priority. It's just nice to realign the priorities
Great. So again, folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Steve Modlin of Old Mule. It's a, he's got it on here described as a barbecue marinade dipping sauce. And you can find, which stores have it, which Ingles stores have it by going to the store locator. Oldmule.com is the website. And the reason we've got Steve on the show today is Old Mule is one of our local suppliers. And you can, sample Old Mule products whenever we have a taste of local event, you'll see Steve there with his really nice display, and he'll have samples of his Old Mule there for you to try and take home. And, you know, you may be surprised at some of the combinations that you can put the Old Mule on. And we'll talk more about different recipe ideas in one of the other segments. And Just check out their website, though, oldmule.com, and he has a lot of information here about how to find it, what the product is. It's made down in Polk County. Is it technically Columbus? Is that?
Well, we get our mail in Columbus. We're actually in Mill Springs.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. We're talking about Old Mule sauces. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. Once again, we get a chance to learn a little bit more about one of our local suppliers. It's Old Mule Sauces. And I've been talking with Steve Modlin. He's down, his family and his sheep. Do you call this sheep farm or sheep ranch,
sheep farm.
Steve? Sheep farm. Okay.
Yeah, it's more of a dud ranch, but yes.
Dud ranch is a dude ranch. I get it. It's down in Polk County, but one of the other things that Steve is doing is making some sauces, and they're really delicious sauces. So, Steve, you were talking in the first, our first segment about how you kind of got into dabbling with making these sauces back when you were even in college. So, did you kind of always have those kind of recipes in your back pocket? So, and how did you just, when did it start to become a commercial venture?
Well, we had variations early on, and I certainly think we ended up at a much better flavor profile as we went along. Some of the early ones were not that impressive, but they went out as gifts anyways, because friends and family. But I'd say probably 4 or 5 years ago, I'm losing track of time, but we did finally come out with our other flavors. Right now we have the original, which is what we've been producing since the early 90s, as far as commercially, about 95. And then the mustard and hot flavors came out about 5 or 6 years ago. And those were, I kind of had in my mind what we wanted to roll out, but with the day jobs and the kids and T-ball and everything else, you just couldn't fit it all in. We also have another flavor because we do some restaurant, and we do have one that we call our sissy sauce that has no spice at all to it. But we just haven't had floor space or time to come out with another retail line, but we are getting some demand for that too. So we will at some point.
So where are all your products bottled? Are they done? Are you doing them there in your own facility?
We have our own facility.
Wow.
We've always did it ourselves. We've got a building here on the property. We've got a video on our website that kind of gives a behind the scenes.
Okay.
We have changed up our filling machines a little newer. But other than that, it's just a little operation, but we've tried to do everything right. We're very pleased with where we are, and it looks like we're going to keep on growing. So
that's great. Now, how did you take that step from, you know, giving these out as gifts to your friends at Original Sauce to saying, okay, I'm ready to start approaching retailers or gourmet shops? Like, what was, like, how'd that start?
As we say, people that we thought were our friends finally convinced us we should do it.
Okay.
We probably don't talk to them now. it's just a lot of people telling us how good it was, as most people, because every good North Carolinian has a barbecue sauce.
Sure.
People say, yeah, you ought to sell that, And so, you know, you finally start jumping through the hoops. And like I said earlier, with the kids and the jobs and the on-call status and all that stuff, it just took 6-7 years to actually get to market. And then you just look around and you walk in a place with some sauce and let them try it and say, we'd like to try, see if you can sell it. If not, that's fine. But we'd love to have it in here if it'll work. And back then, there weren't as many sauces out there. You had your major national brands and just a few local. We started pushing, and, you know, it was kind of a novelty at the time. And the fact that we make it ourselves, I think, still keeps it novel.
Sure.
So we just slowly started adding, and, ever so often you get people that call you, and they found it somewhere and want to put it in. And here in Western North Carolina especially, we got a lot of interest around the country, not in a big national way, but just people that would pick it up on vacation and get back to Michigan or somewhere out west, and they'd want to order some more. So we grew a lot like that.
Now, Steve, are your Old Mule products used by some restaurants as well as their primary sauce, or are you more selling it? You say you have. It looks like you have a larger container on your website. So, how'd that happen?
We do.
Okay.
We have a half-gallon glass jug, which is also still a retail item.
Okay.
It's a very nice-looking package. For the restaurants, for a while we were doing plastic-gallon jugs, and for a whole variety of reasons we switched away from that and are currently in a 3.5-gallon bucket.
Oh, okay.
We are hoping to go back to some gallon jugs maybe this spring. But the buckets, we've got one restaurant here locally that has used it since they opened. It's kind of their base sauce, all four of our flavors.
Are you allowed to say which one?
Well, I'm sure they would love. Mountain View Barbecue and Deli.
Okay.
Columbus.
All right. Mountain View Barbecue and Deli.
They do a good job there, but since they opened, they've had it, and it's their menu item. We have a truck stop up in Virginia that's been using it for quite a few years up in the Shenandoah. And the nice thing about the buckets is we can just slap a FedEx label on it and send it to him. But it's done real well for them.
So, Steve, I guess...
a restaurant up in Newland also.
I guess the big question, we have about a minute left in the segment, is where'd the name Old Mule come from? Is that describing you? Is that...
Well, sometimes. on a good day. We had some names early on trying to come up with names, and most of them I thought were pretty bad. We were out to dinner with my wife's family, her grandparents and parents, and they were talking about their mules. And of course, my family had mules when my parents were kids. But my father-in-law had wanted to name my wife Bridget after his favorite mule when he was a child.
No.
And of course my wife's mother would not allow that. My wife's name is Cheryl. We were talking about that over dinner one night, and I just kind of Old Mule, and I pondered it and kind of said it lowly, and my father-in-law Ted Coleman, he just looked at me and said, I like that, because he knew exactly what I was thinking about. And we ran with it and designed our own labels, and we've been off and running ever since.
Well, and I like the label because it's pretty simple. It's a very clean label, and, you know, it's not... Sometimes I think people go overboard with too many colors and too much design, so I applaud you for that. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. We're going to be talking more with Steve of Old Mule about the sauces and maybe some recipe ideas on how you can use Old Mule. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking to one of our local food suppliers, a local food entrepreneur. His name is Steve Modlin. He's with Old Mule Sauces. He's down in Polk County. But you can meet Steve and see Steve and sample his sauces at our Taste of Local events. As Steve pointed out, he hasn't missed one yet, and we have got a couple coming up in January, so you want to be sure and put those on your calendar. On January 5th, we'll be doing a Taste of Local at our Brevard, North Carolina Ingles store. That's the one right by Brevard College. It's so that's Thursday, January 5th from 3 to 6 p.m. Then on January 26th, that's another Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m., we'll be at our Weaverville store, our big Weaverville store. We've just done some remodel on that, so we've got some beautiful new tiles and flooring in the produce department. We've got a gelato bar. We've got an Asian bar. That store looks just amazing. So make sure you put those on your calendar. Again, January 5th at our Brevard, North Carolina store from 3 to 6, and January 26th from 3 to 6 p.m. at our Weaverville store, and you'll get a chance to meet Steve and sample his sauces. So, Steve, is the sauce making kind of a family affair? Is your wife Cheryl involved? Are your kids involved?
Everyone's involved. The kids, like I said, we've been in business since 95, and our oldest is 23, so,
okay,
you know, you can imagine what kind of childhood they had. But, no, they've always been involved, store demos, delivering, talking to customers, sometimes more enthusiastically than other times.
Yeah, but I think I met one of your sons. I think maybe it was the 23-year-old one
it,
time?
No, yeah. That was the 21-year-old.
Oh, okay, 21-year-old.
I say
okay.
That, they're all switching over.
Okay.
But, no, they've always been involved. Like I said, with the cooking schedule, we had to kind of pile in together and try to get it done. Sometimes we would be behind on cooking. But they've always been a family operation. So it's been, I think, good for everybody growing up that some things just have to be done, and it's up to you to get them done.
So now we've got the three sauces. We've got the original, the mustard, and the hot.
Correct.
If you had to just describe the flavor in just a couple of sentences of each of those, how would you describe it?
Well, the original is a tomato-based. It's got a sweet component, but it also has a little bit of heat, kind of a sweetened heat. It's not a hot sauce by any stretch. It's just got a little bit of zing, or as I say, a little, just enough to let you know you're alive. The mustard is, again, it's kind of a sweet mustard. We do get a lot of people that say they don't like mustards that do like our sauce. Now,
okay.
Some of them still don't, because it definitely has a mustard profile to it. The hot is a hotter version of the original, and again, it is not a hot sauce. It is just a hotter version. It's got a little more heat. I have to taste them all, and my tolerance for heat's going down as I get older. So,
okay. So do you mean you're more tolerant to heat or less tolerant?
Yeah, less tolerant.
Oh, okay. So
it's not a hot sauce. I'm not going for the ghost pepper award or anything this year. It's just a much hotter version of our original.
Okay. And all right, now let's talk a little bit about how to use these sauces, because I'm looking at your website with the recipe tab, and I see you've got some ideas. Of course, one of the probably go-tos for a lot of people would be baby back ribs.
Correct.
So that's down at the very bottom. But then you also say things like, I saw one for burgers in here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of people mix it in or just use it as a condiment. That's the biggest thing is we use it a lot in the demos. We may put it on little Smokey Joe sausages in a crock pot, for instance. But also, just to get a good taste of what's there, we'll put it on tortilla chips. And we even have a nacho recipe with some Monterey Jack and shredded chicken, black beans, or whatever you want to add to it and bake it in the oven. Or you can do it on individual chips for hors d'oeuvres, same thing.
We'll
put it on a deli sandwich.
I see a pizza recipe here that looks kind of tasty.
A friend of mine sent me that, and I'm a traditionalist, so I kind of looked away at it because I'm a kind of a pepperoni pizza guy, but it took me about a year to try that, and it knocked my socks off. So about 7 years ago, we quit putting the recipe tags. We have these little hang tags on the drawers that have a recipe in them, and we quit putting those on just because we couldn't keep up. But we've just brought those back out. Each jar has a little tag around the top that has a recipe. There's about 10 or 11 different recipes. So each jar will have a little recipe on it so that people can kind of get some ideas. And I think pizza is one of those.
Well, you know what I thought was kind of neat? When we had one of our last Taste of Locals, when Sarah Yancey of Smiling Hara Tempeh was there, and she got some of your sauce to put it on her tempeh. Do you remember that?
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah, she sure did. So
very good.
Yeah, so it's not
she's
a smart woman. So it's not just about using it on meat products. I mean, I think that it would actually be a really good pairing is to put it on tempeh, because tempeh has a little bit of a savory quality to it. But I think you could also do it on tofu, on like a firm breaded tofu. You could probably do your sauce on that and kind of like have a barbecued tempeh or tofu cubes. I think that would be great.
One of my sons uses it as a salad dressing. He'll use the mustard as a salad dressing. And we get people that put out like a vegetable platter at a party and they'll use it as the dipping sauce.
There you go.
Whichever flavor you choose. So we do a lot of things with it. The barbecue is kind of a name that sticks you, but it does kind of lock you into someone's mindset.
Right, exactly.
We do a lot of things with it in chili, meatloaf, baked beans.
Yeah.
And last night, just on a deli sandwich is a sandwich spread.
All right, we're coming to the end of our segment here. We want to make sure we remind people again. You can find out about Old Mule at their website, oldmule.com. Three different flavors at Ingles stores. They are in a number of Ingles stores. Probably the easiest thing for us to tell you is to go to the store locator. How much do these retail for, Steve?
At Ingles, they're $4.98.
Okay, $4.98 a bottle, and like Steve's been saying, you know, you can use them for like more traditional uses, like a barbecue, or maybe you want to use them making baked beans or on a pizza or in a sandwich or even on tempeh or tofu. So don't limit yourself. Just check out some of these products and stop by one of our Taste of Local events, and you get to meet Steve and you get to sample these sauces January 5th at our Brevard, North Carolina store from 3 to 6 p.m., January 26th at our Weaverville store right on Weaver Boulevard from 3 to 6 p.m. And there'll be a lot of other vendors besides Steve, probably about 25 or more vendors there with all kinds of products to sample. Steve, thanks for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.